Two activist groups want Carbon County Juvenile Court Judge Scott Johansson to be punished for his decision to remove a baby from the custody of a same-sex couple because the couple is gay. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Johansson backed off his controversial order on Friday, permitting foster parents April Hoagland and Becky Pierce to retain custody of the child. He also removed himself from further involvement in the case. But Josh Cantor, chair of Alliance for a Better Utah's board, says the judge has made a habit of outrageous courtroom decisions.
You know, if you were a defendant in Judge Johansson's courtroom, you'd probably be subject to a three-strike rule. And at least publicly, this is the fourth strike against him. And there's no, obviously, corollary to that three-strike rule on the other side of the bench.
Cantor's group is asking members of the Utah legislature to initiate an impeachment process. Meanwhile, officials with national LGBT rights advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, are asking Utah's Judicial Conduct Commission to investigate Johansson's actions. In Utah, discrimination is a violation of the Judicial Code of Conduct. Sarah Warbelow is HRC's legal director.
Our goal is not to damage anyone's job. What we want is for people to take their job seriously and to do them within the confines of the law.
Officials with the Judicial Conduct Commission say they investigate every complaint they receive. Whitney Evans, KUER News.